actually playing a real game for like the first time in 6 weeks?
That's exciting. Obviously, you know, the break was nice, but it got pretty long there, and it's just really nice to get back to, you know, playing hockey and meet the guys, and we look forward to this weekend stepping back on the ice.
How did you guys decompress?
To be honest.
To relax, just to get away from the game?
It's nice to get away. I mean, obviously, it was an up and down first half for us. We felt we're not where we want to be right now. So, you know, maybe the break definitely benefited us a little bit. But you know, it's nice to get away. But at the same time, you know, you're itching to get back. So, you know, I think we came back and have had about 4 good days of practice now through the weekend. And you know, this weekend's really good. Good challenge for us. You know, we got a couple good teams coming in, and just to see where we're at, especially coming back off the break. So we look forward to it, and it should be fun.
So you guys had that hot start, and then kind of like you said, struggled with consistency here and there. What do you attribute that to, kind of towards the end of before the break there?
I think it's a combination of a few things probably, but you know, right now we're just kind of as a team we're trying to do too much. We're not playing the way we should be. We're doing a lot of, we're not keeping games simple. And, you know, that's kind of costing us. We're not doing the little things right. And, you know, when we are, we can tell the difference. You know, we play fast, physical, hardworking. And when we take that, we don't do those things, and we don't get pucks low. We don't want to try to play a hard-nosed game. And it's tough for us to be successful. So we got to really focus on those little things the second half of the year and get back to playing the way we want to play.
It's a long break like that, kind of a chance to step back and realize what you do have to do, kind of a chance to look at the season as a whole and look at what to fix.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, we talk about, you know, day in and day out, you know, what we got to do to be successful. And, you know, the first half, I mean, realistically, it wasn't a bad half. It was a good half, based on numbers. But for us, we didn't see it as a very good half. We see it as, we got to get better. We got a long ways to go as a team. And, yeah, I mean, the break, you know, obviously you can look back and, you know, say you got to do this, that, or the other things. But realistically, when we come back, you know, we have to do those things now. This time of the year, you got to be all in. And you really got to come together as a team, especially when it comes down to, you know, playoffs later on. So it'll be a good second half. And, you know, as a team, we look forward to doing good things.
Have you been following your 3 teammates in the World Juniors at all?
Yeah, definitely. And, I saw Leon got a little roughed up a little bit there, unfortunately. But, you know, Fashing, Collins, and Leon, they're great players, and they deserve to be where they're at right now. And, you know, I just wish the best for them throughout the rest of the tournament.
How is having the 3 of them gone this weekend going to kind of add to the challenge of the tournament?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you like having those players in the lineup, but, you know, it gives a couple other guys some opportunities to step up, and usually when that happens, you see them step up and perform to a great caliber. So, I mean, it'll be exciting to see what happens. I don't think it should affect us too much. You know, we got some good players that are willing to step in, and, you know, we got good coaching, good players, and good team, so I think we should be fine.